when the big rally happened, the anti-war rally happened in New York City, I had several years of experience doing security trainings and participating as logistics and tactical. And so I said, you know what? I need to be part of this, the planning process and the day of kind of support. It was like one of the biggest rallies I've ever participated in my life. And at that point, we had, the folks that were organizing in the city knew each other. We knew each other's skills. And so we could be strategic about how we planned that rally and the posts that we would each take day of. There were some, I mean, there were like communications, there were some communications setups that I had never seen before. I mean, people really knew what they were doing that day. And it was great because we had developed trusting relationships over the years to be able to do it. New York City police infrastructure had changed a lot from when we began doing rallies. And then by the time this anti-war rally happened, it was disgusting. We're talking about, people being penned up, not having mobility in movement, not having any ability to come in and out of pens, being able to access bathrooms. At that point, it was a personal struggle for me to figure out, given all of the skills that I've acquired over the years, how do I continue to be effective on the ground organizing work when I'm having such a hard time personally navigating this new NYPD paramilitary structure? And I'm not the only one that had, these questions come up, but that particular rally was one that really forced me to think about what my role would and could be. Because the strategies that we had developed were completely, I'm not going to say they were completely useless. The thinking behind it, kind of thinking tactically about people's movement and the way that they participate and activism and just physically how we use our bodies to shift power. I think all of that stuff still applied, but I was having a really hard time with the pens, and I still do. And anyway, it may be part of a larger conversation in terms of how we now, organize ourselves. But I remember between the horses, the pens, and the chaos that happened that day. I went from being somebody that was very adamant about being able to provide some sort of safety or some sort of transparency in terms of what the risks people were taking, to feeling like I no longer have any control over what that looks like, and really having to rethink how, my own strategies for participation. But it also has affected how flexible we can be in terms of our tactics. It just means that we need to be more creative. But it also means some of the tools that we developed are no longer useful. But it also means that we can become more sophisticated with what our tactics are. So, how do you build strategic alliances? Who are you talking to? What are the pressure points? I think we were really good about that. What are the weaknesses and pressure points where we can really apply pressure to gain visibility or to disable or, how to weaken certain targets?